Romans 13, verses 1 through 4. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist have been appointed, are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. Okay, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. So everyone here has to submit, be submissive to, obey the authorities that are set over you. You guys have mommy, who's your authority. You have daddy, who's your authority. And in the church, you have the elders, who are your authorities. And then in the world, you also have the government, people like the sheriff, police, the governor, state militia, the president, okay, so we have different authorities set over us in different areas or different spheres. It says, for there is no authority except from God. The only ones who have true authorities are the ones that authority are the ones that God has given authority. Authorities that exist are appointed by God, and whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. And we looked in the sermon yesterday at Genesis 9, where God commands the death penalty for those who commit murder. And in order to have the one who sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed by man. In order to obey that, we have to have men who are appointed to investigate murders and who are appointed to judge in a trial and determine whether or not someone is guilty of murder. And then, of course, to give the sentence and then to carry out the sentence. And so there are a lot of different kinds of authority that are necessary just to fulfill that one command of God. Yes, Ziki?
Where are we?
We are here. So when he says the authority that exist are appointed by God, and whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God, he's thinking of passages like Genesis chapter 9, passages like the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. Who gave you a father and mother? God. And he instructs them to command you. And he instructs you to obey them. And he sets elders over you, and he instructs them to command you, and he instructs you to imitate their faith, observing the outcome of the conduct that comes from their faith, and he instructs you to submit to them, and to submit to and receive their instruction and their shepherding in such a way that enables them to do so, to shepherd you with joy. So, he says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for no authority except from God. The authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. So, Mark tells you to clean up your room. And you, instead of cleaning up your room, decide to play around. Mom goes and does her thing for half an hour. She comes back and she finds that you haven't cleaned up your room. What does Romans 13 verse 2 say? It says, you have resisted
authority.
The ordinance of God. That God gave you an ordinance that he put in place, and you said, no, I'll do things my way instead. And he says, those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. What does dishonoring or disobeying your parents deserve? It's correct, because it is a resisting of the ordinance of God. This is why we so greatly need the obedience of Jesus counted for us, and the sacrifice of Jesus counted for us. Because the Lord Jesus obeyed perfectly, and we disobey continually in a way that verse 2 says will bring judgment on ourselves. We must have the judgment always in view. It says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Who is the authority? Yes, Ezekiel. Who is the authority? Ezekiel.
God.
That's exactly right. God is the authority. You have rulers in your home. Your mom and your dad rule you in your home. The elders rule in the church. There are other people who rule in the society. But the authority in the home belongs to God. And the authority in the church belongs to
God.
And the authority in the society belongs to
God.
Therefore, rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. If you do evil works, you have good reason to be terrified of the rulers. Because if they punish you, God agrees with them. And if they don't punish you, God will still punish you. Because the authority belongs to God. Now, if you do good works, then you have no reason to be terrified of your rulers. They may punish you. They may even abuse you. But it will only be for a short time as you trust in the Lord, and your suffering is blessed to you and sanctified to you by him who gave himself for you and loves you. And then you will enter into his rest, and he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he will reward you for the good works that have been done in Christ Jesus. So even if the authority is going to mistreat you, you don't need to be afraid of it. Because God is never mistreating you, even at that time. And he will ultimately reward you and bless you. So if you don't want to be afraid, he says, you want to be unafraid of the authority. Who is the authority? God. Then do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For the ruler, he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for the ruler does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, he is God's servant, an avenger, to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Every ruler is to punish with the means that are given to them. You have the corrective means, the discipling means. Parents have the rod for sloths. Elders have the keys of the kingdom, church discipline. And the rulers in the society have been given by God the power of the sword, to punish even up to the taking of life in material things. And all are to punish the evil and reward the good. Let's pray. Father, help us to always, always, always remember that we are before your face. We thank you and praise you that you are the one who is king in our house. We ask that you would make us, make mommy and daddy to lead this house, particularly Daddy, to rule over and shepherd and govern this house in a way that recognizes that we belong to you and that you are the one who is over us. Pray that you'd help my children to conduct themselves, live not as those who belong to themselves, but as those who belong to you. Please forgive us our sins, we pray. And please use your word by the power and work of your Spirit to make us more and more like Christ, who is perfect in every way, and for whose praise and for his sake we ask that you hear us. In Jesus' name, amen.